show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I.
Wah.
Tone Diggs.
Evan.
That. That man. Right there. Right there. Oh, which reminds me, we need to change the ticker or sidebar. That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beard of wonder. Wide.
Today's
our good day to you, sire. Bruce, how are we doing?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, good hat,
Matt, Bruce.
Thank you,
look
yes.
At that baby blue.
Store.patmcafeeshow.com. Hot off the presses. Just got here.
What brand is that?
It's Nike. Nike for
turn
the brand.
Your head. Other way. There it is. There it is. That's a way to fucking.
Not to play like your other left.
Otter, how we doing?
Hey, we're fucking fighting here, Tony.
We are fighting. We talked about it yesterday. Forgot how many games are in a week when you're going week to week with college football and NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Today we'll do NFL 1 o'clockers. We'll run through it. We'll just talk about some of the information, stuff like that. If you guys have any college football that you looked at and liked, potentially you could talk about them today. I didn't really look too
just
much.
Just everything we talked about yesterday. Nothing's really changed there.
Yeah, I think we'll do more tomorrow. I think I'll focus a little more on that tomorrow. Yeah. We got a baseball slate.
Tough.
Is what it is. Did that game just start? I did have... I don't know if it already went off. Did the Yankees and Twins already go off?
Yep, the Yankees are down 2-0.
Jesus. Well, I was on the Yankees on that one.
2-3 last night.
Fucking good start.
I've been told I don't talk about it when I lose, so I just want to get ahead of that. I was 2-3 last night. I didn't win money last night.
It's all right.
I'm going to put in a live bet right now because the Yankees are down 2-0. Live bet Yankees plus 200 full game money.
That's worked out. Good luck. Good luck, Mitt.
Fucking Cueto. Fucking Mariners, dog.
I mean, that fucking fifth inning. Like, nice. Nice.
I love that Mitt's an actual White Sox fan still. He still knows exactly what's happening. So we'll do a little bit of baseball later. Actually, just want to get it over with real quick here. No?
Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we got some 4 o'clock starts. Oh, no. That one started, too. Am I down on that one, too?
Oh, Munich's up 1-0. Here we go.
All right. So I took Milwaukee at Colorado just because I think they're the better team. I don't love Eric Lauer, but I think Freeland's worse. Yeah. I took the Yankees at the Twins down in that one. And then the last game of the night, Toronto's hot and they have the better pitcher on the mound. I took the Jays minus 152 at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I got Jays first five money line. I'm also Phillies first five money line.
Okay.
And then I hate doing it, but I'm laying a half with the Mariners with Castillo first five.
Okay. Brucey, you on any baseball tonight?
I'm going through it right now. It's tough. Nice. It's just tough this time of year.
There's a lot of big lines.
Yeah, you know, like, the Red Sox lost two straight in St. Petersburg. Maybe they're just laying down, and then they'll come out tonight and score 12 runs. So I'm parsing through it, but I got nothing.
Okay. Rich Hill was literally throwing
beach balls.
Oh,
just 88 down the middle.
Dude, it was literally first inning, two batters in, and I was like, yep, this is the Rich Hill we're getting tonight.
Yeah, Tony, I'm throwing White Sox money line for myself. I don't recommend that. But Kopech. What I do recommend, since Kopech is on the mound here, you should throw, run in the first inning or over 0.5 runs in the first inning. I just love that bet here. Kopech is on the mound. I like it.
Okay.
Pitch to contact,
single game parlay.
First inning, please get a fucking run, Mariners, because the White Sox won't.
All right, let's do some NFL Week 1. Let's run through tomorrow night and then some of the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, just so we can get our thoughts out there on them early. Obviously, tonight, Buffalo's at the Rams, some things, some talking points. Daboll is gone. What kind of effect is that going to make on the Bills? Von Miller's obviously a huge addition for that line. Their rush defense could still be a worry. They did have some D linemen, but could still be a worry. Isaiah McKenzie's a little banged up, but I think he's going to play. Trey White is out. That has become one of the main talking points about that game.
Still, nobody's saying a damn thing about Bobby Wagner.
No one's talking not about one Bobby person. Wagner.
Not one.
Young corners for the Bills. On the other side, Rams, they add Allen Robinson, which will be huge. O-line, they have a new tackle, obviously, with Whitworth done. They have a new center. Defense should still be very good. As I said yesterday, I like the Rams in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone. Fucking reigning Super Bowl champion at home, getting 2.5. Thank you very much.
New Orleans at Atlanta. No Sean Payton, so that'll be interesting. Pete Carmichael's been the OC in New Orleans the entire time that Sean Payton was the head coach. Now, did he call plays? No, but he was there. He was in the ear. He was on the set. Michael Thomas is back. They got Olave. They got Landry. Kamara, Taysom Hill. I think they got weapons. The O-line is a little bit different. The O-line does scare me a little bit for the Saints. Dennis Allen still calling the D. Should be good there. Obviously, on the other side, Atlanta was 31st in rushing yards per game last year. Now, I think Kyle Pitts is good. I think Drake London's going to be good. They added Bryan Edwards. Do they scare you as an offense? Probably not. They were 26 in defense last year. They lost Olakun. Obviously, A.J. Terrell and Casey Hayward is good, but bad O-line. I think I'm leaning Saints in this one. I'm not taking the Falcons, I'll say that. Even though they are fucking home division dogs, which week one is quite the trend.
19-5.
Yeah. Anything on that one there, Pa?
I'm trending the same way as you, my friend.
Man, it's a
I love the Saints, man. Like,
it's a scary one.
People forget how good fucking Michael Thomas was.
So I did a lot more. I did a lot more of O-line looking around today in this week because I think it's important. Both of these teams, a lot of people have ranked in the bottom 5 to 10 of O-lines.
Penning turf toe stinks.
Penning being out, Trevor Penning being out with the turf toe does stink. Does Atlanta have the defensive line that's going to make the Atlanta or the New Orleans Saints O-line pay? Probably not. Right. Not in my eyes. That one's still 5.5.
Yeah. Okay. All the football stuff, you know, screams Saints.
Screams.
But I just can't fade that home dog divisional trend. I'm probably staying away.
Honestly. Yeah, dude, I am right. There
I just with see you, I man. Just see the Saints defense just absolutely fucking eating Atlanta's offense up.
Yeah. Yeah. They did look a little bit better in the preseason that I saw than I was expecting, like Mariota and the reps he got to look.
Mariota did look good when he played. I just don't know if you can play like that for four quarters.
I agree. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree 100%. And we saw him against the Lions. We saw him against the Jets. Wasn't the greatest of competition for the Falcons in the preseason.
Honestly, the over here at 42.5 is pretty fucking low. I understand that both these offenses kind of stink, but I really think both these defenses kind of stink. So I'm taking the over of 42.5 on that. I like it.
Okay.
Been a long time since all those guys been healthy on the Saints offense.
I agree. And they added great weapons.
70% of the tickets and 81% of the money on the Saints.
Shocker.
So you could see some Sunday movement to 6.5, 7.5. Yeah,
for sure.
I am he just said that I'm 1,000,000% taking the Falcons plus 5.5. Giant play on it.
That would be
fade the public.
If you're a trends person.
Huge. I'm a giant fade the public person. I love that. Let's go. NFL is
the
so
trends
bad.
Are with you, but you should wait.
Yes, you should
wait till I can get it at like 7.5, probably
6.5,
because it's going to go there. It's probably going to go there.
If you like the Saints, take them now. If you like the Falcons, wait till Sunday.
Atlanta 2-5 ATS in their last 7 versus the NFC South.
Yikes!
Falcons are actually 0-6 ATS in their last 6 in Week 1 as well.
The Falcons are.
Yeah,
I mean. Trends were made to be broken, right?
Trends, yeah. Trends, you could use them.
Reverse trend.
Saints are 2-6 ATS in the last 8 in Week 1.
Yeah, 2-3 in their last 5.
Yeah, because there was that whole thing where the Saints used to be terrible, terrible in Week 1. Last year, they looked actually really good against the Packers. Next one, let's look at San Francisco at Chicago. The line's still 6.5, but it is juiced. -6.5 for the Niners. I assume that one is going to go to the Niners. Obviously, Niners are going to be run first. They lost two O-linemen, but they're still going to be a top 10 offensive line. On defense, obviously, they can get to the quarterback without blitzing, which against the Bears is going to be a thing because a lot of people have the Bears as a bottom three offensive line. Their run defense is good. They get Dre Greenlaw was out for most of the season. Kinlaw was out for most of the season. So I think their defense is only going to get better. Chicago, the lines stink. The weapons are eh. Is Montgomery and Herbert even going to be able to run the ball? The defense actually was not that bad last year. They were top 10 in total D, but they lost Khalil Mack. They lost Akeem Hicks. Is Robert Quinn's another year older?
Smith playing Roquan?
I think so.
He just hasn't really practiced much.
I think I'm going to stay away from this one or maybe take a look at an under here.
This is in the massive money line parlay, I believe.
What is the
over under is 40.5.
Didn't I say, wow. Was I on this one yesterday?
What was the score in this game last year? 24-17 Niners, I think.
Yeah, there was some late scoring in that one. It got exciting late.
Yeah.
33-22, 49ers covered the 4.5.
Yeah, there was some late.
2-0? Jesus Christ.
Who?
Oh, no.
Oh, we're dead.
The pool's dead?
Yeah.
Tough start to the championship.
The pool's dead? What's the percentages, Bruce, on the Niners-Bears?
This is one of those sneaky ones where it's crossing the 50, and you got 32% of the tickets on the Bears, but 66% of the money, a signal traditionally of sharp action if you believe in that kind of nonsense.
Or there's just one big person.
Seems like
there's one big schmuck on the fucking...
Yeah, I will say, at 7.5, not knowing what Trey Lance could do and what seems like the probability of there being a chance that he lays an egg, if it gets to 7.5, I'm starting to think.
Yeah, but if Trey Lance starts to struggle, they'll just run the ball.
Sometimes you overthink that, too. And then
you know what I mean? Like, I don't – like, if Trey Lance isn't making throws, they'll fucking hand the ball off to Debo. There's so many ways to work around Trey Lance struggling that I think they'll find a way here.
Against the Bears defense especially, you can work around damn near anything. This would be at 10-12 like in the middle of the year. I'm going to for sure take San Francisco.
Okay. Bruce, I agree with your thinking as a gambler if it gets to 7.5, but I also don't want to be sitting there at 2:45 on Sunday like, what the fuck was I doing taking the Bears?
Yeah, fair, but I think I would regret more laying the 6.5 or if it gets to 7.5 on, you know, a team.
No, you would regret taking 6.5 with the Niners more than taking the Bears?
Do you think that they have the edge of quarterback? Like, you know that?
No.
Oh, I love Justin Fields. I said the Niners should have taken Justin Fields before Trey Lance.
No, but the rest of the...
But...
It's under or nothing.
The Bears as a whole is a fucking nightmare.
For me. It's under or nothing for me coming
second. Like, the Bears are possibly the worst team in the NFL.
They are. Danzu's had him at 32, so.
Yeah.
Like, that is a possibility. And I love Justin Fields. That's not a shot at Justin Fields.
Yep. They're hearing it, too. Maybe Nagy was the problem. Maybe. I don't know why I'm filled with hopium about the Chicago Bears plus 7.5, but here we are.
Steelers are in Cincy.
That's week one, baby. That's just week one.
Obviously, Steelers have good weapons at wideout and tight end and running back. The O-line is a bottom 10 O-line in the NFL, which is going to be a worry. A lot of people would say Mitch is a bottom 10 quarterback in the NFL, which is a worry. The rushing defense needs to get way better. It was not good at the end of the year last year, but they had a lot of guys hurt. Tyson Lulu comes back. Ogunjobi comes back. I think they're going to be fine on defense. It's if they can score points. Cincinnati brings in Alex Kappa, Ted Karras, Lyle Collins, and a rookie, I believe, beat out the other O-linemen. They're going to have four new starting O-linemen on a line that got them to the Super Bowl last year but stunk. Exact same defense comes back. Obviously, the wide receivers are great. Joe Mixon's good. Hayden Hurst is good. Where are you boys thinking on this one?
I'm probably going to take the Steelers.
Yeah, the trends here are pretty gross in favor of the Steelers.
Only worry for me is, sorry, Bruce, is the Bengals fucking ate the Steelers lunch last year.
That was bad. It was not a good matchup for the Steelers.
I was actually about to say that I like the Bengals and I'm fading the Steelers until they're starting Kenny. But then I remembered that these trends exist. So the road dogs who missed the playoffs are the 61% in week one. The Steelers obviously apply there. Super Bowl losers are 4-18 at the spread. Yeah, so the real Super Bowl hangover is actually the team
that lost. Yep.
And then Tomlin is 14-6 at the spread as a road dog just over the span of time.
He has been good as a dog.
Obviously, that was a big bang.
Trends I forgot, by the way, for Niners and Bears. Niners are 5-0 in their last five overall. Now, that was obviously last year, and that was with Jimmy G.
We got a good run at the end of the season with the Niners.
They are 1-4 ATS in their last five games in week one. Shanahan's been the coach for quite a few of those. To the under, 4-0 in their last four is a favorite. 7-1 to the under in their last eight overall. The Bears, their trends, 3-9 ATS in their last 12 overall. Now, that was obviously last year and a different coaching staff, but they were not great. They were not great. 0-6 ATS in their last six as a home dog. So not great there either. If you're looking at those fucking trends,
still own you.
Yeah, and then the Steelers and Bengals. You just rattle them off. Bengals are 8-0 ATS in the last eight overall. That obviously goes back to last year.
Yeah,
but they basically have the same exact team.
Yeah, underdogs throughout the playoffs.
Obviously. Underdogs throughout the playoffs. Yes, they were. Philly and Detroit. 3.5 still. Are we still looking at 3.5 there?
Yeah.
Philly obviously has great weapons now. AJ Brown.
How do we not take the Eagles here?
Huh?
How do we not take the Eagles?
I think I'm going to. They were number one on the ground last year. They have a great D line. They add CJ, GJ. They add Bradbury. They have Darius Slay. Eagle. They had now. They just had an injury on their O line, but it was it's a top five O line. Detroit couldn't stop the run last year. I think Detroit's going to be better on O. I really do. They were 18th overall in offense last year. I think they could get better just because their weapons are better. They did have the second worst defense, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to score with Philly in this one. I think Philly's going to be able to score a bunch of points. I'm probably going to end up taking Philly on this one.
Yeah. Feels too short. Feels way too short.
Yeah, I mean, we all watched Hard Knocks. This is the only time we're going to be able to get Detroit or a team against Detroit at -3.5 probably all year. So I'm for sure laying this.
Now, the trends. Lions were the best ATS team in football last year.
They were getting 12 points around every single game.
Fucking points,
yeah, dude. So week one, they were +7.5, and they did not cover. So that was one of their at-the-spread losses.
7-2 ATS in the last nine overall. 4-0 in the last four as a home dog.
Yeah, okay. Once Detroit starts getting the +12, I love taking Jerry Goff to cover. But
not at 3.5.
-3.5, there is no fucking way.
Completely understandable.
Yeah, that's way too short.
Here's an interesting one.
I know what my favorite might have one that's fucking in stone.
I was thinking about this might be my not touch fucking game of the week, and it's your Dolphins and the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
New England's running a new offense. We don't know if they did any plays in the preseason. We don't know who's calling plays. They don't have a real number one. Now, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, they're all solid wide receivers, but there's no number one. Jonnu and Hunter Smith, they need to step up. Well, I guess Hunter Henry. Hunter
Smith was good last
year. Hunter Henry had a good year last year. Yeah. Top 10 D last year, but J.C. Jackson's gone. They got rid of a lot of vets. Miami obviously added Tyreek Hill. They have Waddle, added Armstead and Connor Williams, solid running backs. They got Gesicki. D-line is really good. Worried about X and Byron Jones for sure.
I'm worried about Connor Williams at center.
Yeah, I'm just going to – I'm a lot –
he hasn't played center before.
That feels like one I just want to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole. I have no fucking idea what's going to happen in that game. I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened in that game.
Also, McDaniel being a new head coach versus Bill Belichick is another reason that I just want to stay away.
Yeah.
Brucey?
Yeah, so the Patriots are 2-7-1 at the spread in their last, what is that, 10 at
Miami.
In Miami.
They haven't played well down there.
Miami's 26-12 at the spread at home over, you know, the last few years. I am going to try to take the Dolphins' money line. The move to 3.5.
Yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah, is a little too rich for me on the point side, as I think it could be a dogfight. I cannot believe, like, is Matt Patricia and or Joe Judge actually going to be? It's just going to be Bill.
It's got to be Bill.
It has to be Bill.
100% has
Joe
to be
Judge
Bill.
Cannot be calm place. 100% has to be. I will pass Bill. Out if he's holding the laminated
the
sheet over. If Joe Judge has the laminated sheet,
not a chance.
Now.
There's not a chance.
I will throw up.
Next one, and I think, I don't know if this is the one you're talking about, that is a lock for you, or wait, we don't use that word on this show. Can't believe I just said that. Fuck! Baltimore's at the Jets?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm glad I took it yesterday.
Yep.
Because it did move to 7.5, but it's juice minus 120 to the plus 7.5 for the Jets. So I don't know if it's going to come back. That's because Flacco was announced the starter. I think that's when the movement happened. Lamar did not play. If you go back and look at the numbers, he didn't play well last year, even before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Now he was sick and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Will the O-line be good? What?
No running backs. They were with like
no running backs.
The motley crew.
Is Dobbins going week one?
I haven't heard yet. I know Gus Edwards is still out. So I'm not sure what their running back situation is.
They picked up Kenyon Drake.
They did.
I forgot about that.
He's serviceable.
And then
that's a nice pickup. He can go.
I think Mike Davis.
Yes. At one point they had Mikey Davis, who was good for the Falcons a couple years, or Carolina Panthers, one of the two. Will the O-line be good? The D should be good. And then you go against the Jets, who I actually really like their wide receivers for sure. You have Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson. Braxton Berrios is a good number four, serviceable punt returner, kick returner. Good young running backs, but their defense, I still have plenty of worries about. I think I'm going to lay this. If it stays at 7.5, I'll buy it to 6.5, but I don't like doing this on the road. I think Lamar's
over a touchdown seems irresponsible.
I think Lamar's got something to prove. Probably gonna, it does seem irresponsible, doesn't it?
I just don't see how the Jets are better. I don't see it.
I think the Ravens were so banged up. I don't like their secondary is really good. They're against the run last year, even though they were banged up, they were still like number three against the run. I don't know if people are just suffering that they haven't seen him in a few years. I think he was 0-6 with the Broncos, I think he's 0-4 with the Jets.
Saw him last year. Like he came in last year and stuck.
Yeah. I will probably be on the Ravens here, especially in teasies.
Yeah.
This has got teasy written all over it.
This is the only Sunday game that I've taken so far. Ravens minus 6.5. Love to see the move to 7.5. I think they'll beat the shit out of them. you know, it's just classic Jets fans piling into MetLife Stadium just to watch the Jets get boat raced.
The Jets are 1-5 ATS in their last six week one games. What was that, Mitt?
Joe Flacco's playing fucking quarterback. Let's go. I'm taking Lamar Jackson minus probably.
You just found
14.
That out.
No. No, I just found that out. I was saying.
I do like that, though. Okay. Nice alternate spread. Just run it up.
Okay. Jacksonville is at Washington. Obviously, the Jags get rid of. Old fucking finger guns. Bring in Dougie P. They bring in Christian Kirk. They bring in Zay Jones. They keep Marvin Jones. They bring in Evan Ingram, even though you hate him. ETN and James Robinson are the running backs. O-line's about middle of the pack. They draft Trayvon Walker. They had Josh Allen. They bring in Olakun from the Falcons, who had about 200 tackles last year. I think the Jags are going to be better, at least, going against Wentz. Who doesn't have bad weapons either. He's got Jahan Dotson, who they drafted in the first round. Obviously, Terry McLaurin. Curtis Samuel comes over, who was – those Panthers, between DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, were two of the more underrated wide receivers in the NFL. Yeah. Logan Thomas at tight end. Their O-line's still good. Chase Young's out, though, and their back seven stinks. We saw that last year.
Dude, their D was awful to start the year last year.
I'm not taking the Commanders. I can't do it. I won't do it.
I'm doing it.
Taking you fucking Jaguar?
I'm taking the Jaguars plus three. I think they're better on offense. I think the Brian Robinson incident is like kind of throwing a wrench into their backfield plans for the Commanders too. FedEx Field I think is probably one of the worst home field advantages in the NFL. Doug Peterson, pretty good ball coach, except for that one time he fucking tanked.
He didn't fucking tank.
Yeah, he threw a game.
Yeah, he literally threw a game.
No, he didn't. He put in the best
quarterback. Last time we saw him, he took off his visor and threw a game.
He put in the better quarterback, okay?
No, Nate Sudfeld had earned a chance fucking do that.
Thank you, Mitt.
And also, they were out of the playoffs, so it didn't actually kind of matter.
Thank you, Mitt.
Chase Young on the pup is big, too.
That's a tough way to start the year for the Commanders. That'll be a fun one to watch. A lot of eyes on that one at 1 o'clock on Sunday. One where a lot of eyes will be on Cleveland and Carolina. Cleveland still has a top five O-line. They returned their entire running game, including O-line. Super worried about Jacoby Brissett as a quarterback. Their defense should be good again. They were top 10 last year. Panthers, a little worried about their O-line. I really like the weapons that the Panthers have. They are deep at wide receiver and running back, like the defense. I said yesterday I might look at the under in this one.
Yeah, Panthers, money line for sure.
Yeah, for the Shield?
I mean, what are we talking about?
I mean, I might be betting a lot of Browns games this year because I think they'll get good numbers. This is not one of them. I think Baker is going to go off. Pissed off Baker is one of my favorite things to fucking watch. So let's go Carolina money line for sure. Going to have a huge play on that.
Okay. And then the last one. Go ahead. Sorry, my bad.
I think I'm going to take the Browns. I
was all over the Panthers. I'm starting to lean back to the Brownies way.
Yeah, I just think they'll
I can't trust Jacoby Brissett, so I'm not going to.
The way that they've played last year, they don't ever trust their quarterback anyway. So they'll just run the ball, take the air out of the football, play great defense, and have Baker running for his life.
Remember, though, that the Browns haven't.
Last year either, though.
The Browns haven't won a week one game in 23 years, I think.
Their recipe for success didn't work last year.
I might sit this one out then. They haven't won in week one in 23 years.
They've tied one. Time.
Yeah, they did tie one.
No, like legit. They're 0-23-1 or 0-22-1. It's
should
awesome.
We take the tie for the Shield?
It's tie for the Shield.
Take the Panthers if you're going for the Shield.
I don't know, man. A tie would be 13-13.
I mean,
I could see it.
Bruce, you burn with brisket at your own accord. I'm taking Baker Mayfield.
You burn that fucking brisket in the fucking
slow burn. Getting that brisket right.
Let me see here.
All right, yeah, I'm out.
I can't find the exact week one for the Browns, but I know it's been quite a long time. I'm sure that
I have it in my text.
2004, maybe?
I think this is going to be a fucking battle, though.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I think this comes down to, like, a two-minute drive.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking the under in this one, too. And the last 1 o'clock, we have Indy's at Houston. That line is down to 7.5, correct? Yeah. Juiced plus minus 114 to the Texans. There's no way that goes to 6.5, though, right? The book won't move it to 6.5.
Which one?
Sorry. Colts and Texans.
No. It was at 8.5.
Yeah, and now it's down to 7.5, but it's juiced to the Texans at the 7.5. But I don't
think...
There's no way they let that go. The amount of money that will come in on the Colts if they let it to get to 6.5.
They might, though. Colts are historically bad ATS week one.
They are 3-12-1 ATS in their last 16 week one.
Wow. Yeah. It's so hard too, because I have preached that I like the Colts to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So I don't really want to fade them here, but then you got all the trends and It's getting close.
Yeah, give me a fighting Davis Mills.
I'm high on the Texans.
I am too, dude.
That's like, not like they'll make the playoffs or anything, but just,
yeah,
I'm a lot higher on them than other people are.
They feel like the best of the bats.
Yeah. Like, I like Dougie Mills.
Love Dougie
Mills. Brandon Cooks is nice.
Yeah. Their O-line stinks, though.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah. Damian Pierce running his...
Nico Collins.
Running his head off. Nico Collins, a lot of hype.
There is a lot of hype around Nico Collins.
Oh, no.
Why don't you draft... Are you going to draft him tonight?
Well, that's why I know that there's a lot of hype, but, like, why?
Do that.
Is he good? Like, I don't know. Is he good? You have a few good practices? Like, who is he?
So, since...
who is this man?
Nico since 1999... Oh, the man. Browns' week one record is 121-1.
Yeah, well, you know, you get the dark ages there for a while. Didn't win any games.
That's tough.
Who won that one game?
What do you mean?
They're 120-1. Fucking, it was
2004. I think it was. I think it was Jeff Garcia. Maybe.
Have you seen how jacked Tim Couch is now?
Is he fucking ripped?
Ripped. He's fucking massive, dude. Huge.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not good.
What do you got?
49ers injury alert. Tight end George Kittle has a groin issue and won't practice today.
Oh, no. Count me out.
Day by day. Son of a... I mean, how... Come
aren't,
on.
Aren't we all?
Come on. Also, the line move for the Cardinals that we talked about. J.J. Watt's day-to-day. Zach Ertz is also day-to-day.
Yeah, nice little snipey-snipe.
Deontay Johnson was limited in practice today, so
yeah,
something to think about there.
What college do you want to do? Are we doing any college?
No, I got nothing new today.
I took some wagers last night.
Okay, what'd you
say? Tell you about it. I took the Chippewas, -5. I mean, I'm pretty sure they played last Thursday and hung up 44.
Central Miss
at Stillwater, and now they have South Alabama coming to town, and they're only laying 5, maybe 5.5 now. I think that's crazy, crazy short. Bit of a 5-star play for me. And then I just went home and out of spite, put in the Iowa State +3.5.
Bit of a 5-star play
for me. Bit of a 5-star play for me. 500 here, 500 there, 500 everywhere.
I forgot when we were talking about Louisville that Arthur Gussie Malzahn
can't go against.
Oh yeah,
and what's his name? Oh fucking Reese. They have UCF, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But UCF's quarterback can run too.
Yes,
bit of a neutralizing factor.
Lane moved him to. Wide receiver, actually, at Ole Miss. John Reese Plumlee is his name.
Back under center. They him out of the slot.
Huh?
Back under center.
Yeah.
I like it.
They,
a little bit.
They return 8 starters on defense, too. I kind of like UCF as a team. I won't be taking Louisville. I don't know if I'll take UCF, but I'm not taking Louisville. I will not fucking take Louisville.
They didn't even show you a poll, Scumpy. They went into Syracuse and they didn't show a poll.
Syracuse had this week.
Syracuse has
3-0. Jesus.
Oh no.
It's over.
Oh no. Syracuse is laying 23.5 at UConn.
Oof.
Fighting Jim Moore Jr.
UConn's covered both, right?
Oh yeah, 2-0 ATS. Fucking be careful.
Be careful.
At UConn?
Syracuse, I'd like to know, coming off of that win.
That UConn, right?
Yeah. Like, who does Syracuse have? Are they looking ahead? Who does Syracuse have? That's a big – they got Purdue next week.
Ooh, they're already practicing
for
them. They
might be looking at it a little bit. I don't know.
Already practicing
for them. We'll do a lot more college football tomorrow. I can promise you that. Any boosts today? Any footy for tomorrow?
Footy for tomorrow. All I have is
it's Arsenal
Lazio money line over Feyenoord.
Okay.
And Monaco money line +115 at Red Star Belgrade.
It's
a tough barn.
It is a tough barn.
Does Arsenal play tomorrow? I know they play on Thursdays.
Yeah, but it's fucking Juiced.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on how serious George Kittle's groin injury is. Not sure. I was hoping he'd be good today. He did a little on Monday and not feeling good today.
He's done.
Good news. Good news. Chris Godwin was a full participant in practice today.
All right. Good to know. Heading into the draft.
Russ Gage and Tristan Wirfs were limited.
Doesn't Russell Gage feel like he's going to be the forgotten man in Tampa?
We will do some. Maybe.
The Julio signing kind of took
Julio
the air
might
out
be
of...
He might be the fucking forgotten man.
They got Julio at number two on the depth chart.
Yeesh. Wow.
We'll do, now that the practice report's coming out, we can do some injury news tomorrow as well that may affect your betting for this weekend.
Shout out Dirty Mike on the Coco Golf Fade last night.
Shout out Dirty Mike.
In the quarters tonight, he likes Jannik Sinner, but says that he has an Alcaraz bias. So take it as you may.
I don't know what any of those words meant, but...
I will be taking Jannik Sinner.
Okay. Good to know. Back tomorrow. We'll do the 425s tomorrow, as well as some injury news in the NFL and anything else that piques our interest. We will go through some college football games. We'll go through the slate like we did last week. Baseball will obviously be back. Footy will be back. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.